When we experience physical pain, which is very normal, very ordinary, any period of meditation, it's very familiar. Pain in our legs or our back, different places in the body. Pain from the effects of sitting for an extended period, or pain because of some illness or injury. When we experience that kind of pain, the mind's automatic reaction is to fear it, to resent it, want to get away from it. Pain is designed to be unpleasant. That's how it works in nature. It's an unpleasant experience, so you get away from the thing that's causing the pain. That's how it works. It's a protection. Very instinctual, the most basic kind of nerve ending, sensory nerve ending that we have, is a pain receptor. Mother Nature's basic protection is pain. So we get to the place that's comfortable, get to the place that is safe. There are deeply rooted instincts around all kinds of physical discomfort. So it's natural to fear it, to hate it, want to get away from it. Those are deeply rooted non-verbal instinctual reactions. Therefore, it takes effort to look at that, to understand that process, and not to be a victim of it. And pain is designed to protect the body. Physical pain has that role. But it's also a very rough and inefficient, inaccurate measure of what is really dangerous or harmful. As we're sitting and working with the body through the days, it's therefore extremely useful to look at the reactivity of the mind around painful feeling, to see how it creates worry, negativity, and to see that we don't have to be going along with that. We don't have to be pulled into that attitude. When we experience physical pain, then the tendency is to tighten up. If it's pain in the back or pain in your legs, we tighten up the muscles around that area where pain is felt. And we don't realize that that increase of tension is also increasing the causes of pain. Even though it's natural to react with anxiety, fear of what's going to happen next, what this pain will turn into, fear of permanent injury or permanent illness. But we can choose, rather than creating negativity and fear, we can choose to cultivate a different attitude towards painful feeling, towards illness, discomfort of all kinds. We can make the choice to cultivate an attitude of kindness, having metta for the body part that's painful or stressed or injured, unwell, generating the quality of caring attention, kindness rather than fear, worry. When you feel that kind of painfulness, tension in the body, consciously bring your attention to that very place. Your shoulders, or your back, or your legs, your knees. Deliberately relax the muscles of that area, feeling the tension that's there, and consciously letting it soften, loosen. Relaxing the muscles of your legs, or around the pelvis, your neck and shoulders. Deliberately, consciously, letting things loosen, be free of tension. And when we relax the muscles around those painful areas, notice how that can actually diminish the degree of painful feeling that is experienced. The more the body is relaxed, the less pain it generates on most occasions. And then relaxing the attitude, noticing the habits of aversion, fear, negativity, and to deliberately steer things in the direction of acceptance. Whether we like it or not, whether it should or shouldn't be here, whatever it might turn into, right now it feels like this. This is the feeling that's present. And we're not pretending that we like the unlikable. There's a painful or stiff or stressed feeling. We're not trying to make ourselves believe that we like that discomfort, that the bitter is sweet. But rather, here it is. In this moment, it is this way. The patterns of experience are like this. They have this shape. Here it is. This is the world in this moment. Lumpo Sumedho would translate the term metta, loving kindness, as not dwelling in aversion. Because people would often assume that having metta means that you're trying to like everything. You're trying to create a positive enjoyment, appreciation of everything. But pain is not likable. We can find ourselves being dishonest, trying to sugar everything over. But metta is more that the heart that recognizes, here it is. The universe is not out of order. This is the way it is, in this moment. Nothing has gone wrong with life. It has this quality, this texture, in this moment. This is a radical acceptance of the way things are. The heart not complaining, not criticizing, not waiting for it to be over, but just in that moment, aware and open, accepting of, it's like this. This is the feeling. I feel it's much more skillful to relate to metta bhavana in this way, to work with this, exploring your own attitudes, your own heart, to find that place of acceptance, where the mind is not negotiating or complaining, it's not waiting, fully receptive to how experience happens to be in this moment. This is the essence of metta. So on that basis, then we train ourselves to work with the body. Certainly we feel pain, discomfort, as part of the body's method of protecting itself. But things are uncomfortable much sooner than they are actually dangerous. We feel a pain in our knee or our back long before it's actually likely to be harmful in any way, shape, or form. So we're not just gritting our teeth and pushing through, ignoring the body's own need to look after itself, to protect itself. We need to know the body's limits, but that knowing of the limits comes through satipanya, mindfulness and wisdom. So if we're experiencing a feeling of pain, we've relaxed the body, relaxed the attitude towards it, there's an unbiased and open, a clear sense of the body in the present moment. And out of that mindfulness and wisdom, that attunement to the present, then we can know, okay, now the body has been stressed as much as it can deal with. If I just grip my teeth and stay with this longer, then that knee is going to be damaged. Okay, now's the time to move. So we change our posture when we need to, but not out of impatience or reactivity, not out of a formula, I'll sit for 37 minutes and then I'll change. But rather we're using the intelligence of the body itself, listening, attending, getting to know your own limits. And then when we change our posture, it's not through impatience or negativity, it's not through fear or hatred of pain, but rather it's a natural kindness towards the body. So the motivation to move is kindness rather than aversion, fear. That has a very different effect. As we learn to work with the body in this way, using our own natural wisdom, listening for the body's own intelligence, then we learn to work with emotional pain in the same way. The dynamic is identical. When it's not a pain in our knee or our back, our neck, but a pain in our heart, feelings of grief, or frustration, sadness, anger, depression, craving, it works in exactly the same way. Emotional pain, dominasa, is the exact counterpart of physical dukkha, physical pain. We learn to relate to it in the same way. An open-hearted and radical acceptance. This is the feeling of frustration. This is the feeling of grief. This is the feeling of anger, restlessness. This is the feeling of fear. You're not pretending that you like it or that you want it, but here it is. Just another pattern of consciousness, like sensations of the body or the sound of a passing aeroplane, a bird. Just another arising and ceasing, a pattern of consciousness coming and going and changing. And in the same way, when we reach our limit of what we can patiently and practically be with in terms of restlessness or fear or grief, then when the time comes to move away from it, then we move away from it mindfully. Again, not because of reactivity or theory or fear or obligation, just using our natural wisdom. This is all I can deal with of this for the time being. Time to put the mind onto something else. Knowing our own limits. Developing wisdom. Not through pretending we haven't got any limits or just being a victim of them. But knowing what our capacities are. And then the more that we apply mindfulness and wisdom, satipanya, then the more those limits broaden, they become wider. What we can deal with physically, what we can deal with emotionally, mentally. The heart becomes more and more robust, adaptable, independent of conditions.